spin wheel.
Good?
I got it.
Good. Yeah. There you go.
Thanks.
Okay, sorry for the delay. We are calling the meeting to order, the December meeting of the New York State Racing and Wagering Board in Schenectady, New York. I'm Chairman John Sabini, joined, as always, by Daniel Hogan and Charles Diamond, and I will ask Acting Secretary Kristen Buckley to call the meeting to order.
Call the meeting to order at 2:32.
Thank you. We will now have our open mic public comment period. If anyone has a comment, now would be the time to address it to the board. Hearing and seeing none, do we have any mailed-in comments?
No.
No? Okay.
Unbelievable.
Yes. Okay, let's get cracking with the agenda then.
Approve the minutes of the board meeting held on November 29, 2012.
So moved.
Okay. Aye. Those in favor of approving the minutes, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Mr. Chairman, before we do start the formal meeting, I would like to make a statement.
Sure.
I just wanted to take the time, and I know you've been saying the same thing, just to wish everybody a happy holiday season, whether you know you celebrate Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Festivus, whatever. Just that everyone and their families be safe and then have an enjoyable holiday season. And I want it at the end of the year because the Racing and Wagering Board will soon be actually finishing its business for good. I wanted to say thank you to you and to Charlie Diamond, my current colleagues. I also wanted to give my thanks to my former colleagues, John Simone, and former chairman and member, Mike Hoblock. There's a lot of people on the staff that I want to thank for the nearly 7 years that I've been here. And I don't really want to name anybody particularly, but I've been impressed all the time with the professionalism and the ability of the people at Racing and Wagering to get things done under considerable constraints at times. The one person I would like to say something to or about in passing is Joe Lynch, who was our former director of racing. And to me, I think you know, he epitomized everything that was really great and good about the Racing and Wagering Board. And as I said, with that, I just want to wish everybody a very happy new year. I know a lot of people are uncertain about what the future holds, but I don't know, for some crazy reason, I seem to be very optimistic at the holiday season. I just wanted to share that with you, my colleagues, my friends, and co-workers. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hogan. That's very nice. And very nice. Certainly, I would echo all that you said about both wishing people a happy and safe holiday season, particularly in light of recent news, but also echo your sentiments that the experience here, both with members of the board and with the very professional and welcoming staff, remembering that I came in sort of cold to this with a group of people who, other than the board members, I'd never really met. But always made me feel welcome, and I agree with you. The professionalism has been excellent. Mr. Diamond, if you want to chime in on this, since we're
I don't subscribe to the end of the world idea, so I'm going to reserve my comments until the January board meeting, which will be officially our last meeting
at the end of the year.
But I would like to, express my.
You subscribe to the Albanian calendar. Is that
the sentiment?
The Mayan calendar.
Thank the staff for their diligent efforts. And certainly, it's finishing the year. It's been a joy to work with my colleagues on the board, Dan, and certainly Chairman Sabini, and the great work that staff has done. So,
okay. On those happy notes, let's get rocking with the agenda.
Items previously approved or deferred by the chair. There are only 10 this month. Items previously approved or denied or deferred by the board, there are 9. And items to be approved, denied, or deferred by the board today, there are 15. And the first item is Capital District Regionally to be request for extension to file a quarterly report in 2013.
Okay. We are going to, I know what's coming. We are going to take this and the next 4 items, since they're all similar in nature other than the title of them, and make them a coupled entry, as we say at the track. That would be the Capital District Regional OTB request for an extension to file quarterly reports in 2013, along with Catskill Regional OTB, Nassau Regional OTB, Suffolk Regional OTB, and Western Regional OTB. So we'll call all those items as one. and ask Mr. Casaragola for an explanation.
Thank you, Chairman. As you noted, each of the operational off-track betting corporations in the state have submitted a request for an extension to file their uniform quarterly reports for 2013. All of the requests are requesting the same extension, that being they're requesting that the quarterly reports for the first, second, and third quarters of 2013 be filed 45 days after the end of each quarter, which would be a 30-day extension. In addition, they also request to file their fourth quarter report, which would be for the quarter ended December 31st, 2013, with this 60 days after the close of the quarter, which would be a 45-day extension. As you know, Section 524.4 of the Racing Law provides that reports required under this section shall be in such form and contain such other matters as the board may determine from time to time to be necessary to disclose accurately the financial condition and operation of such corporations. The board may, for good cause shown, grant a reasonable extension of time for the filing of any such report. The OTBs have been submitting similar requests, such as this one, for the past several years. Provides them the opportunity to file accurate information to the board in the uniform report format that has been established. Staff recommends the board approve the requests as outlined in each one of the requests from the OTBs, that being a 30-day extension for the first three quarters and a 45-day extension for the fourth quarter of 2013. Lastly, just so it doesn't get lost in the transition from the Racing Board to the Gaming Commission, we also suggest that wording be added to the approval that the OTBs be reminded that if they intend on making such a request next year to file quarterly reports beyond the 15-day statutory requirement, that they submit a new request for next year unless the statute is somehow changed before then.
And this is a perennial item that we get every year.
That's correct.
Questions or comments from the board members?
Haven't we, excuse me, Mr. Chairman, haven't we talked to him before about just making an extension in the rules since it's statutory.
15 days, but it does provide for an allowance.
I didn't mean changing the rules. I meant program bill.
Any other questions or comments?
No.
Hearing none, then we'll move the five items, the Capital District Regional OTB request for extension of file quarterly reports in 2013, as well as similar from Catskill Regional OTB, Nassau Regional OTB, Suffolk Regional OTB, and Western Regional OTB. So those five items together, all those in favor?
Aye.
Item is approved. Next item.
NIRA 2013
states. Mr. Casaragola.
Thank you, Chairman. New York Racing Association has requested approval of its 2013 racing days. The race dates are before the board. As you can see, NIRA is proposing racing 253 days in 2013. This is 2 days more than has been requested for the current year. The race dates are substantially the same by meet, as you can see. Slight change is the Aqueduct winter-spring meet. Is this year they are reducing it by 2 days, but they are adding 4 days to the Aqueduct Fall Meet. Therefore, they've increased the race dates they're requesting this year by two. They have the Belmont Stakes to be held on June 8, 2013, and the Travers to be held on August 24th. The complete schedule of race days, including post times and dark days, is attached in the request that's before the board. Pursuant to Section 208 of the Racing and Wagering Law, NIRA, as a condition of its franchise, is required to apply to the board for these race dates in a manner substantially similar to those in 2008. Staff has reviewed the 2008 race dates and found them to be substantially similar to those as being requested for 2013. The performance standards that are required under 2008 are listed, and you can see we compare them to number of race days by each facility to the performance standards. And as you can see, NIRA has met or exceeded each one of them in their requested dates for 2013. With that, on November 20th, 2012, NIRA wrote to the board that it's substantially in compliance with the performance standards. With that, the staff is recommending approval of the race dates requested.
little change in the calendar from last year. Any questions or comments from the board members? Hearing none, we'll move the item. NYRA 2013 race days. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item is approved. Next item.
NYRA 2013 wagering menu.
Mr. Casaragola.
Thank you, Chairman. New York Racing Association has submitted a request for approval of its 2013 wagering menu. As you can see, the wagering menu is substantially the same, if not identical, to that in 2012. Staff has reviewed the menu and compared it to relevant laws and rules and found that it to be in compliance, the menu requested in compliance with such requirements. Staff has reviewed NYRA's letter and recommends that the board approve the wagering menu for the 2013 racing season, subject to the following changes in condition. One, all wagering is to be conducted pursuant to the applicable New York State codes, rules, and regulations, and the board's October 12, 2011 directive regarding superfectas. Two, advanced wagering for grade one stakes and international simulcast equivalents is limited to the circumstances set forth in the October 16th and 17th, 2008 correspondence between board staff and NYRA staff. NYRA is required to provide notice to the board of advanced wagering events prior to the conduct of advanced wagering. And three, future pools hosted by NYRA will need separate approval and will be considered on a case-by-case basis. With that, staff recommends approval.
I'll offer one comment, which is I still don't understand how you can have the term daily doubles when they roll in every race. There's nothing daily about them. But then again, when they had a late double, there was nothing daily about it then. So, the 60-minute six, is how long has that been off the menu?
That's a good question.
Well, it wasn't offered this year. I don't know if it was on the menu or not, but I never heard it offered.
Was it on the menu this year?
I don't know. I'm saying
I didn't hear
it offered at any point. So, just out of curiosity. Questions or comments from the board members? You guys are pretty docile today.
Yes, we are.
Hearing none, we'll move to approve the NYRA 2013 wagering menu. All those in favor?
Aye.
Item is approved. Next item.
NYRA 2013 racing officials.
Mr. Casaragola.
Thank you, Chairman. New York Racing Association has requested board approval of 36 racing officials. The officials' roster is included in the request and is before the board. Officials, as you can see, are separated as Category 1, Category 2, or Category 3 officials. Category 2 officials include all who serve as alternates in various capacities other than as steward or veterinarian in the event of a temporary absence of the designated official. Category 3 includes stewards and alternate stewards. The alternate steward would serve in the position of the NYRA steward or the jockey club steward in the event of a temporary absence of the designated official. All other officials on the roster are designated as Category 1. Staff performed a limited suitability review of each of the racing officials that have been submitted for and requested for approval. The review was limited to a credit history review, public record search, board license history review, and verification of state education department certifications for veterinarians, and verification of racing officials' accreditation programs for stewards and alternate stewards. Staff's review disclosed no disqualifying information on any of the individuals listed in NYRA's request and recommends approval of all those individuals through December 31, 2013, with the following exceptions. Staff recommends that the examining veterinarian that is requested, Dr. Diana Meyer, be approved through June 30th, 2013, and that she submit the required documentation to complete her suitability review by June 1st of 2013. The board then will be the Gaming Commission, can then make a determination at that date to extend approval for the remainder of the year. Staff also recommends the approval of Briula Baeza as a NYRA steward through December 31, 2013 for the whole year, with the condition that Mr. Baeza attends the Racing Officials Accreditation Program offered in the spring of 2013 and submit documentation to the board upon successful completion of the program. In addition, staff recommends that Neil Cutrone and Timothy Kelly be approved as Category 3 race officials through the year, with the same condition that they attend the accreditation program mentioned above. Apparently, my understanding is they were set to go to the accreditation program, but the storm in the spring, last month, prohibited them from going. So this is basically like a continuing ed program. And lastly, staff further recommends that the board defer the request for placing in patrol Judge Jose Morales until such time as Mr. Morales provides the required information that will enable staff to complete the suitability review.
And in anticipation of changes in personnel at NYRA, will we have to, or the Gaming Commission, have to make approvals based on comings and goings over the course of the year?
Only if there's changes in the roster, is my understanding. And of course, if the conditions weren't met here, and the one examining veterinarian.
Questions, Mr. Hogan.
Mr. Cascola, why is Dr. Myers approved through June, and what does she need? I guess the question is, what does she need that she doesn't have in her suitability review right now that she'll have by June 1st?
Well, we're working through some issues right now that I think, given the logistics of obtaining information, needs some time in order to work out. So we figured that we're making the request through June in order to enable enough time for her to gather the required information so we can take a look at it. And it's probably a little more time than may be needed, but we figure it gives the time for the Gaming Commission to get their feet under them. Yes.
She's been here before, right?
Yes, yeah. She was approved last year. Okay. We're hopeful we can get it done. We just want to make sure that we don't run into timing problems, so that something happens and we run out of time and are unable to appoint her if we need to.
So at any such time as she would have all of the information in, the next meeting could be
Right. It could be done prior to that, definitely, hopefully.
Thanks, Tom.
Any other questions or comments on the NYRA racing officials? And we'll move the item. NYRA 2013 racing officials, all those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Item is approved. Next item.
The Jockey Club 2013 racing officials.
Mr. Cascola.
Thank you, Chairman. The Jockey Club has submitted two stewards for the New York Racing Board to approve for the 2013 calendar. This request is made pursuant to Article 4023.1 of the New York State Wagering Board Rules and Regulations. Staff performed a limited suitability review for each of the stewards. Dr. William Hill for the New York Racing Association and Mr. Don Combs for Finger Lakes Racing Association. The suitability review is similar, in fact, the same as the suitability review done for the racing officials for NYRA in the previous board item. The review of these individuals did not reveal any disqualifying information. Based upon the information presented, staff is recommending approval of both individuals.
Questions or comments on the item?
Chairman, let me take this opportunity to recognize Dr. Hill and thank him for his expertise and counsel, particularly as it related to our claiming rule changes. Dr. Hill was particularly helpful to the board,
yes.
And I think we probably didn't recognize him then, but we should right now. He did a great job, and I'm sure you feel, and Danny feels the same way, that we're very grateful to him.
Fair statement.
Much so.
Fair statement. Having his knowledge and expertise in our midst has been very valuable, and we thank the Jockey Club for his appointment and also for Don's appointment. It should be noted that Finger Lakes' breakdown numbers this year have improved dramatically.
I'll just add, we're pretty fortunate for the whole set of stewards that we have at both set of tracks, also for the judges that work for Racing Wagering at our harness track.
You're just full of love today.
I got a lot of love today, Jan.
That's good. All right, then, we'll move the item. All those in favor of the Jockey Club 2013 racing official, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Item's approved. Next item.
Buffalo Raceway 2013 track and simulcast license applications.
Mr. Casaragola.
Thank you, Chairman. Buffalo Trotting Association has submitted its 2013 racetrack and simulcast license application for board consideration. Staff has reviewed the applications Buffalo has submitted. We have had some follow-up information with them and found the applications to be substantially complete at this time. Buffalo Raceway has applied for 99 racing programs for the coming racing season. Pursuant to Section 307 of the racing law, Buffalo Raceway is required to conduct a minimum of 143 programs. However, as I'm sure you know, Section 307 also allows the board to grant a license with fewer race dates if there are less horses available for competition than in the base year, and Horsemen's Association concurs by evidence of Horsemen's agreement. The horsemen have agreed to 99 days in the written program. Section 318 of the racing law also requires Buffalo to conduct 120 days, minimum race days, in lieu of a higher parimutuel tax. However, subsection of this law also allows the board to grant fewer race days if the track is able to substantiate for good cause that there's factors beyond their control that it would be uneconomical or impractical to race those dates. Buffalo has submitted the information that shows they lose on average about $5,500 per live race day. Therefore, Buffalo stated it would be a financial hardship to race more than 99 days. It should be noted that Buffalo raced 99 days in 2011 and requested to race 90 days in 2010 and 2009 as well. Included in the application are some requests that have to be acted on annually pursuant to Rule 4118.1B of the Board Rules. Buffalo has requested a waiver for distributing purses within 24 hours of being earned. They basically like to disperse purses somewhat like payroll checks. Therefore, it's not going to be as quick as 72 hours, and this is what a request that they make every year. They're also making a request for approval of their towed security plan as required by Rule 5100.23D of the Board Rules. And lastly, Buffalo Raceway is requesting approval of an additional outs window in accordance with 5100.19. There'll be two outs windows for the facility. With that, it should be noted that this application is still being going through its joint review with the Division of Lottery. As such, at this time, staff is recommending approval of race dates only for Buffalo Raceway for the dates that are requested for January, February, March, and April, as listed in the calendar in this application.
That's it?
And that's it.
Let me note for the record as well that Buffalo / Fairgrounds has an app, and in the app you can access board licensing application, which is really great. So they once again have done something innovative in their rather small footprint in racing in New York State. They continue to try to do new things that are good, and that's certainly a positive development for access to potential licensees. Questions or comments on the item? Mr. Hogan.
Has there been any objection to them changing the requirement for the purse distributions?
No, they've been doing this way for years. The horsemen like it that way. It's a little easier for them administratively.
Yeah, I've actually talked to horsemen. I just wanted to make sure there's no problem.
I think Tioga does that as well.
Several tracks, almost all of the tracks do that, do request that. This is an older rule, I think, that's been around for quite some time. I think in the past it used to be the horse wanted to get their money as fast as possible after each race, but as time has progressed, it's been a much less of an administrative burden for the tracks and easier for the horse to be paid on a regular weekly basis.
Other questions or comments on this item? Hearing none, we'll move the item. Buffalo Raceway 2012 track and simulcast license application for January to April, correct?
Race dates for January through April, yes.
For April. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Item's approved. Next item.
Buffalo Raceway Pick 7 takeout rate change.
Mr. Casaragola.
Thank you, Chairman. Buffalo Raceway has requested the Racing Board to change the takeout rate on its Pick 7 wager from currently it's at 36% to 25%. Pursuant to Section 318 of the Racing Law, takeout rates may be changed once per calendar quarter to be effective on the first day of the calendar quarter, subject to prior approval of the board. Allowable takeout rate for the Pick 7, a super exotic wager, can range from 20 to 36%. Upon consultation with the Department of Tax and Finance, board staff requested a tote test of the Pick 7 wager. Department of Tax and Finance has just recently submitted a letter indicating they did conduct the test and found no issues with the Pick 7 wager as configured in the tote system for Buffalo. Should be noted, Buffalo has not offered the wager since 2008 racing season, so this will be a return of the Pick 7 to Buffalo after many years of being absent. The wager is to be conducted with a carryover and guaranteed amount of $5,000. With that, staff recommends board approval of the request.
Questions or comments on the item?
I like it.
So Logan likes it.
So I'll vote yes.
Telegraphing his vote. Hearing no other comments, remove the item. Buffalo Raceway, pick 7, takeout rate change. All those in favor?
Aye.
Item's approved. Now we have the two paperweight size items, or doorstop size items, rather.
Monticello Raceway, 2013 track and simulcast license applications.
Thank you. Mr. Castrogo.
Thank you, Chairman. Monticello submitted its track and simulcast license application for 2013. Staff is currently in the middle of reviewing this application. We've been through the applications and the information submitted. Most of the information is substantially complete. However, there are still several items that are requiring further information and follow-up, as you can see. So with that, staff is recommending the board assign race dates for January through April as requested on the race calendar that's in the track application.
Okay.
It includes 70 days of racing for January through April.
Questions or comments on the Monticello track and simulcast? Hearing none, we'll move the item. Monticello 2013 track and simulcast license application and race dates for the first quarter of 2013. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Item is approved. Next item.
Yonkers Raceway 2013 track and simulcast license applications.
Thank you, Chairman. Yonkers has submitted its track and simulcast license application for 2013. Staff is reviewing those applications, and while most of the information has found to be substantially complete, there are still several items that require further documentation and follow-up. With that, staff is recommending that the board approve race dates as submitted in the track application for January, February, March, and April of this year. That includes a total of 77 race dates.
Questions or comments from the board? Race dates again, we're doing
January through April 13th.
The first quarter again.
Yeah.
Well, it's the first quarter in a month. We're doing the first four months of the year.
First 4 months. I'm
yeah, to, just to enable there to be no problems with race dates.
Okay. Questions or comments on the Yonkers application? Do we do you have any idea when Yonkers is going to be completing their porta-coach project?
I don't have that information. Do you have anything?
No, they're currently it's still ongoing as far as I know. They actually have a request in for another phase of that. That we just received.
Okay. All right, then we'll move the item. If we have no other comments. Yonkers Raceway 2013 track and simulcast license application and race dates through April. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Item is approved. Next item.
In the matter of Gregory Luther.
Mr. Goodell.
This is an appeal by harness driver Gregory Luther. He had been fined $50 by the starter when he failed to come into position before the start of the race on April 5, 2012 at Buffalo Raceway. When it became apparent prior to the scheduled hearing date that he conceded that he had not been in position but argued that it was not a violation of the rule under his circumstances, the matter was heard as a motion for summary judgment by the hearing officer, Charles Diamond, who concluded that the rule does not have an exception when the driver is concerned based on prior races that the horse might break if it were brought into proper position before the start, and recommended affirming the decision of this and the fine imposed by the starter.
Mr. Diamond, you want to
recuse myself from the vote, Mr. Chairman?
Any other questions or comments on this item? Okay, all those in favor of upholding the hearing officer report on the matter of Gregory Luther? Aye.
Aye.
Item is approved. Next item.
In the matter of John Murphy.
Mr. Goodell.
This is an appeal by an applicant to be a harness groom. The board had denied his license application on August 27, 2012 for two reasons. During the hearing process, Mr. Murphy explained that he misread the requirement that he disclose criminal history. We thought it only required felony. And he indicated that subsequent to the time when a sample had been collected by the board and tested positive, he had not been using any illegal drugs. Hearing Officer Daniel Hogan recommended that the license denial be affirmed, but that the applicant, if he is deemed fit by qualified counseling service and tests negative for any drug use, be permitted to become involved in New York racing on certain conditions that normally apply in these circumstances.
Mr. Hogan, you want to make a statement before we vote?
Other than that, I will be abstaining. That I do think that the young man did misunderstand this. He and his father made the point of coming all the way to Albany to tell us about it. And in this case, I would think that if you'll agree that if he stays clean, he should get a second chance. He's a young, well-presentable young man, and seems to have learned his lesson.
Did he represent himself at the end?
He came with his father, and he did represent himself. And what was a little bit unusual in this case is that he came into the hearing basically admitting that it was correct, but he used it, and I hope appropriately so, as to find the way that he can come back into being licensed as a participant in racing in New York State. And we did, as we often do in these cases, we had Ellen All from our staff who was there, and I did in fact speak to Ellen after the fact, and that he would be, as I said, a suitable candidate for consideration going forward. But yeah, that's the story.
Hearing no other comments, we'll then move the item to uphold the hearing officer's report in the matter of John Murphy. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item is approved. That exhausts the agenda.
Items for board information or discussion, there are six this month. Any discussion? Pile up items previously approved, there are zero. And if there's nothing else, I will adjourn the meeting at 3:04.
Happy holidays to all.
Thank you.
Where are you going back?
Mark. We'll do it later.